good morning, children. Trust you guys are all excited to be here. You can see it on your faces. You guys are excited. This morning, we're going to be talking about trusting God because he cares for us and he knows what's best for us at all times. The Bible tells us exactly how we're supposed to trust him. In Proverbs 3, verse 5, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your hearts and lean not to your own understanding." He wants us to trust him with everything. He wants us not just in the big things, but in everything. And in Psalms 56, 3, it says, "When I am afraid, I will trust in you." So he really wants us to trust in him. Sometimes we think we only need to trust in God in the big and scary things, like when there's a giant thunderstorm or a tornado, you know. But he wants us to trust in every little area of our lives. Just imagine to kind of put trust, like show you what trust is. Imagine you put a dark blindfold on, and your mom and dad, or mom or dad, they tell you to hold their hand, and they'll walk you around without. They'll make sure that they won't let you hit anything. You'll probably do it because you know that they love you and they won't let you get hurt. That's the same way God is. He wants us to just hold his hand and trust him in everything. So whenever we're scared, to just trust him and not worry about it. I have a couple Bible stories that I'm going to read, two different Bible stories. The one of them is about a young boy named David. I'm sure you guys know it, but I always like hearing stories, so I'm sure you guys do too. I'll read it now. It says, "A long time ago, a young boy named David spent his days out in the green fields looking after his father's sheep. David wasn't big, and he wasn't a strong soldier. He was just an ordinary helper. But while he watched his sheep, he spent a lot of time talking to God and learning to trust him. When a scary wild lion or bear tried to steal his sheep, God gave David the strength to protect him. One day, David went to visit his older brothers, who were soldiers in the king's army. When he arrived, he found all the soldiers were shaking with fear. Across the valley stood a giant warrior named Goliath. Goliath was huge. He wore a heavy metal armor, carried a tall spear, and shouted mean things at God's people. He challenged anyone to fight him, but everyone was too scared to move. David looked at the giant, but he didn't see an impossible problem. He saw an opportunity to trust God. David said, 'I'll go fight the giant. God help me save the sheep from the lion and bear. He'll save me from this giant too.' King Saul, he tried to give David heavy armor and a massive sword, but it was too heavy for David. He couldn't even walk in him. So David took off the armor and he picked up his wooden shepherd's staff and grabbed 5 smooth stones nearby the stream and took a simple leather sling. David walked into the battlefield all by himself. Goliath looked down at David and laughed, mocking him. But David looked right back at the giant and shouted, 'You come against me with the sword and spear, but I come against you in the name of the Lord.' David put one smooth stone in his sling, and he spun it around and around and left it fly through the air. The stone flew straight and true, hitting Goliath right in the forehead. The giant stumbled and fell face first into the ground with a loud thud. God delivered his people that day, not with a giant sword, but through the faith of a small boy." See, David, he didn't just trust God for, he spent a lot of time with God. When he was in the hills watching the sheep, he talked to God a lot just by praying and every day. And he got a relationship with God. So that's how he could trust him, because he knew that God would help him. So that's why he wasn't fearful whenever he saw this big giant. But the other story I'm going to read, it's a little different. It's they didn't really trust God. God still saved them because he loves them. He loves us all. But they were fearful. It's about the Israelites. Whenever they were in slavery, in Moses' freedom, it says, God's people, the Israelites, were finally leaving Egypt. They were so happy to be free. God was leading them through the desert, showing them the way by using a giant fluffy cloud during the day and a bright pillar of fire at night. But soon they walked right up to the edge of a massive body of water called the Red Sea. They stopped. The water was too deep to swim across. They didn't have any boats. Suddenly someone heard a loud rumble. In the distance, the people looked back, and the dust was kicking up into the air. Oh no, the angry king of Egypt has changed his mind. He was chasing them with hundreds of fast horses and shiny chariots. The Israelites were trapped. The Red Sea was right in front of them, and a scary army was right behind them. Instead of remembering how God had already saved them, the people panicked, and they were crying and complaining to their leader. They screamed, Why did you bring us out here? The army is going to catch us. We should have just stayed in Egypt. They completely stopped trusting God. But Moses stood tall and said, don't be afraid. Stand still and watch how God will save you today. Then God told Moses to lift his wooden staff and stretch his hand over the deep water. Suddenly, a mighty wind began to blow. Amazingly, the water split right down the middle. The waves pushed back. The waves pushed back and left a dry path right through the middle. The people couldn't believe their eyes. God had made a highway right through the ocean, and all the families and animals walked safely across the other side, completely dry, on completely dry ground, with the giant walls of water holding perfectly still. Once everyone was safely across, the water crashed back down, and the scary army couldn't reach them. God rescued his people even when they doubted him. So even the Israelites, they were scared and they didn't trust God, but he still kept them safe because he loves them. And he loves each one of you because he created you. So of course he loves you. But we can choose to be like David and be calm whenever scary things happen. Whenever it's, if you're scared of the dark or something, you can choose to be calm and trust God, or you can be like the Israelites and worry and complain and stuff like that. But I think, you would feel a lot better to be like David and be calm. And I know sometimes it's hard, but if you keep a relationship with your parents and they'll show you the way, they'll show you... They'll lead you to God. And if you get a relationship with God, he'll keep you safe. He'll you can trust in him. I have one more verse to read. It says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and I will not be afraid." So just remember to be like David, and just whenever you're scared or worried, and just trust in God. That's all I have. I'll pray, and you guys can go back to your seats. Dear God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another wonderful day we have. And thank you for all these children that we have here, that they could just learn to trust you, and they could have as they grow older, they can have a relationship with you and become godly young men and women. Pray for Matt as he brings us the message, and ask that we could be attentive. Just watch over us the rest of the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.